Because they are needy. They are so needy of this fame that when the agent will call them that in this couple of months, none of these rubbish magazines brought out your name, do something. And they will do something nasty just for the name to appear in the newspaper. A needy person like that could be happy. These are the subjects. He knows that we tend to that because this is our animal nature. Our animal nature is prepared to be happy in a herd. Remember, we're the herd animals. And in a herd animal, the most important thing is, where do I stand? And how do you fix it? By beating the other ones. This is what it is. This is what your natural being will do if you're not attentive. You say, please, come out of this state of mind. Do the things that this guy did. This guy was you, coming from Caesar, the US. He was a Westerner. So he was looking for success, achievement, and all that. He learned that that's not the case. If you want to be happy, you have to have a good heart. For that, you should change. You should awaken some potential in you. The human heart we're talking about is a potentiality in us. Plenty. So if you don't do it, tough luck, you lost your chance. It will be done. The improvement is here. You have the choice to have a good ride or a bad one. That's up to you, and you will see it in two stories. First story is simple. The second one is another one who will touch some of the basics, maybe you will not like it. It's about a rock star who is getting old and nobody will buy his CD anymore. Yes, Ami?
Well, back to the title of that paragraph, so, well, first of all, what is that quote from?
Which one?
The title of the paragraph, on the inner sense of let him who desires to sit with God sit with the Sufis.
Mm-hmm. This comes from a very old hadith, and before that has been repeated in the sayings of Jesus. Jesus, when is teaching to the disciples, that's why they will form a group, because Jesus will tell them that it's not you becoming a different person by you. A group will help each other to become a better person, because fidelity is not in you. It should be someone else, and you are fidel or not. And main thing for you is to connect with the others. And they will influence you if you want it or not. So it comes to referring to both of those cases. But the main thing is, remember. Remember, there are two words that should be left outside of this room. Exactly. Independence, equality. There is no such a thing. The first thing we're talking is independence. See, you are not independent. You depend on the others. Mainly you depend on the people you socialize with. Socialize with bad guys, you will become bad. Socialize with the good guy means you are open to the influence from outside. You're a sociable person no matter what. But that social activity is not passive. You're active in it because you're building up yourself. Remember, you making your tomorrow. For making your tomorrow, if today you're socializing with the wrong people, your tomorrow is doomed. That's how it works.
They're also talking about the prophets and reading the stories of the prophets.
Prophets, when it came to what has happened, the prophet, they didn't give a damn about public opinion. Right? They were talking about what they believed in. What about you? That's the point. To be famous, to be accepted by this society, you cheat, you lie, you pretend. And with all that, you are the clever one who is clever guy who is tricking others to see me better. Right? Wrong. You are the guy who is ruining yourself because you will make a cheater out of yourself. You make yourself a fake. So even your happiness will be fake. That's the essence of this story. Because remember, this was the messenger from Caesar. No? Roman culture, which is fame and fortune, being accepted. It came to that. Do you remember the word they created before Romans? It was created in Greece. Civilization. Remember? What is civilization? Civilization comes from living in the city. Means having tight relationship with other people. And what is democracy? Demo means the people. Democracy means the people ruling themselves, which is nonsense. Because the people are not qualified to begin with. Because over there, yes, when the people, all of them, will stand up and say, sit high, then we'll bite our fingers, but later we have to pretend because we believe in democracy. That's the difference between democracy and theocracy. Theocracy, at least, they believe in something better. That's something better. Here we talk about that something better, which are Anbiya Awliya. And it's amazing, it's a combination of two types of people. Anbiya are the prophets, and Awliya are not prophets. Awliya, they don't talk to God. Anbiya, the prophets are chosen by God. What is their qualification? Zilch, nothing. God will choose him. Doesn't matter, God could choose a cop to do the same thing. And will choose whatever he likes. So there is no qualification for them. But there are awliya, there are wali, means they could take over for you. Means they are like supervisors. And they are because they are transformed, not because God called their special cell phone numbers. They are wali, right? And these are people. You could be connected to them or connected to public. Public acceptance is your sickness, my guy. And we talked about it. You know when? Right from the beginning. And you forgot that. And you cannot tell me that that session you were not here. You were here. Do you remember when we talked about this? You being in love with the public opinion about you? Goldsmith. What is Goldsmith? Accepted by public. Everybody thinks that he's beautiful because he's a goldsmith. Your intelligence loves the public opinion. Oh, Rumi, later we'll talk about it in a way that you cannot run away from it, Aman. He will tell you, listen, this is a story we'll say. We say, you love everyone to talk good about you. And please do not give me that nonsense that, no, I don't care about it. If they swear behind your back, you get angry, right? So you care about that opinion. Why? Because they see only your surface now. They look at you, they see your skin. Why their judgment is important to you? The judgment of a fellow should be important to you, who could see through you, who could see through your skin, who could see your essence, who could look at your heart. But you don't go for that. You prefer the other one because the other one is the natural animalistic existence. That's what it is. This tendency. And that will be explained to you in the story that is describing love. And the loveliest story. Why? Because when we talk about love, you mistake it with what?